Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, one-a-day brand, multiple vitamins, and many other fine pharmaceutical products, present Just Plain Bill. Now, Just Plain Bill. The story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real-life story of people just like people we all know. Is there anything that can make you feel more miserable than a cold? Well, of course, there are many things. But if you have a cold right now, I'll bet you're convinced that colds are pretty miserable. How about relief for that cold misery? You can help yourself feel better while you are getting better if you'll take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer, with its effective pain reliever, sodium acetylsalicylate, relieves the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. Try it. Take two Alka-Seltzer tablets dissolved in a glass of water. Then repeat as directed. You'll find Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing gargle, too, when your throat is raw and irritated. Just dissolve two tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and gargle. Of course, when you have a cold, get as much rest as you can, eat and dress sensibly. And for welcome relief for your cold's discomforts, depend on Alka-Seltzer. Let Alka-Seltzer help you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer is sold at drugstores everywhere. And now, Just Plain Bill. This week, the little town of Hartville is rocked by the sensational trial of Bill Davidson's lovely daughter, Nancy Donovan, for the murder of the evil Thelma Nelson, the woman who was scheming to marry Bill Davidson for his land and who was mysteriously shot to death during a bitter quarrel with Nancy. In the crowded courtroom, Nancy sits, pale and drawn, beside her father, Bill, her hands twisting endlessly as she repeats to herself,
"I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't kill Thelma Nelson. Whatever they say can't change that. I am innocent."
In the back of the courtroom sits a dark, sinister man, the ruthless big boss who is actually responsible for the murder. Posing as Mr. Sinclair, a respectable businessman, the big boss thinks to himself,
"It's all working. Every bit of evidence I planted against Nancy is in police hands. The jury already half believes she's guilty. When I get on the witness stand, I'll finish the job. No one will find out that I'm after the uranium fortune in Bill Davidson's land. I missed getting that land when Thelma Nelson muffed the job and got killed, but I'm not going to fail this time. After I've pinned the rap for Thelma's murder on Bill's daughter, Nancy, it'll be a cinch to get that land. Well, in another week, I'll be safe. In another week, Nancy Donovan will be on her way to the electric chair for Thelma Nelson's murder."
Now, on the third morning of the trial, we find Nancy in the matron's room of the courthouse as her devoted father, Bill Davidson, enters, saying,
"Hello, Nancy."
"Oh, Daddy."
"Yeah. How did you sleep?"
"I slept a little. Well, how's everything at home? What do you and Carrie talk about?"
"Well, Nancy, the first 2 days we talked about the trial. But this morning we didn't. We talked about you and how soon you'll be home."
"Oh, no."
"Well, you're innocent, Nancy."
"I know, but after what that prosecuting attorney showed the court yesterday, the murder gun with my fingerprints, you know that evidence is false. Those fingerprints lie."
"Oh, Nancy, we've been all over that. You and I and Carrie and our lawyer, Peter Dyke Hampton, know that every bit of evidence the prosecution has against you is false."
"And why don't you tell him that? Tell that terrible prosecutor that, Mr. Benson."
"Well, because it wouldn't do any good. You see, the evidence is there. We've got to find out who put it there. When we find that, we'll find the real murderer. And that's our proof, Nancy."
"But you may not find him. Oh, Daddy, yesterday sitting in court, I almost jumped up and screamed that the prosecutor was lying."
"Yes, I know how you feel. I wanted to shout out, too. But that would only hurt you, Nancy. The prosecution would like to see you break down. Show you as a hysterical, overwrought girl. You're not, Nancy. You're innocent. You're the victim of one of the most vicious crimes that could ever be imagined. Somebody has committed a dreadful murder and wants you to take the blame for it. Only by keeping your head and your dignity, Nancy, Can you avoid falling further into the trap?
Oh, Daddy, how long will this trial last?
Well, it could end next week, Nancy. If the prosecution thinks they have built a strong enough case against you, and it could last 3 months.
3 months? Oh, Daddy, I couldn't stand it.
Well, the longer it lasts, the better our chances are.
But it's torture, Daddy. Every hour in that court is torture. Those eyes staring at me, that prosecutor with his hard, cold face, telling lies and more lies about me. I can't stand it. I can't.
Nancy, I have something to warn you about. This morning is going to be particularly difficult for you in court.
Why?
Because the prosecution is going to present witnesses. They're the people on Thelma Nelson's side.
Who's that?
Well, as I understand, one witness will be this Mr. Sinclair. That dark, heavy-set man who was at the Hartville Hotel.
You mean the man Rose Delmar works for as a secretary?
Yes. You know, he claims to be an old friend of Thelma Nelson's. And he may say some distressing things.
Who is this Mr. Sinclair anyhow, Daddy?
Well, he's apparently a sort of retired businessman. No one seems to know much about him. Maybe we'll learn more today. But just be very calm, Nancy, no matter what's said.
There's the matron, Daddy. It's almost time for court.
Yes, Nancy, and remember, no matter what happens, you're innocent, and we're going to win.
And now, a little later, in the small, hushed and crowded courtroom, the real criminal, the sinister underworld big boss, waits beside his young accomplice, Rose Delmar. A look of triumph on his dark face as he whispers,
Rose, in a few minutes, I'll be on that witness stand. Nobody knows who I really am. They think I'm Benjamin Sinclair, a harmless, retired businessman, a friend of the late Thelma Nelson, above suspicion. And the more conspicuous I am at this trial, the less anybody will suspect me. So don't be surprised at anything I say. None of it will be the truth, but every word will send Nancy Donovan another step toward the electric chair. They're about to call me. Go back in the courtroom and sit down, Rose. And remember, don't show any surprise.
Mr. Benjamin Sinclair, take the witness chair.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sinclair, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you?
I swear.
Where do you live, Mr. Sinclair?
I live at the Hartville Hotel at present. I'm staying there because...
Just answer the question, please. When you don't live at the Hartville Hotel, where is your home?
I travel a good deal for business. As a bachelor, I never had much of a home.
But you knew the late Thelma Nelson, whose murder this court is endeavoring to prove.
Yes, I knew Thelma Nelson.
Did you know Mrs. Nelson well?
I knew her family, and I knew Thelma for many years.
What was your opinion of Thelma Nelson, Mr. Sinclair?
She was one of the bravest, gentlest little women I ever knew. Alone, making her own way in the world, she came to Hartville.
Why?
She was an old friend of Nellie Davidson, the dead wife of Bill Davidson.
Why, Mr. Sinclair, just told Mrs. Nelson, we pretended she knew Mother to catch you.
No, no, Nancy.
Mr. Sinclair, you say Mrs. Nelson came to Hartville as an old friend of Bill Davidson's late wife.
Mrs. Nelson was alone in the world. She came to Hartville, to the little cottage where Bill Davidson and his daughter Nancy and her husband live, seeking kindness. There, in the garden of that cottage, Thelma Nelson met brutal death.
Daddy, what is he trying to say?
Hush, Nancy. Don't say anything.
Mr. Sinclair, was it your understanding that Mrs. Nelson had accepted an offer of marriage from Bill Davidson?
Mrs. Nelson wrote me that Mr. Davidson had asked her hand in marriage. She had accepted and asked me to come to the wedding as the only family friend she had. I was more than happy to see this fine woman, whose life had been so hard and lonely, at last find contentment and peace in the sunset of her life.
But I understand this marriage was distasteful to Mr. Davidson's daughter, Nancy.
It was more than distasteful. Thelma Nelson came to me in fear one day. She told me that Bill Davidson's daughter, Nancy Donovan, was hysterically jealous and wanted no one to claim any attention from her father, Bill.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, never mind, Nancy.
Go on, Mr. Sinclair.
Mrs. Nelson told me that Nancy, though married herself, was trying in every way to break her father's engagement and to stop the marriage.
You say Mrs. Nelson was in fear.
Fear? I should have said terror. 2 days before the wedding, just after I had arrived in town, Thelma Nelson came to see me. All her plans had been made for her wedding to Mr. Davidson. Thelma's dress had been bought out of her pitifully small funds. Thelma Nelson was looking forward to late happiness as only a woman buffeted by fate can dream of.
Daddy, Bill, she was evil.
Go on, Mr. Sinclair.
But when Thelma Nelson came to greet me that afternoon, 2 days before her wedding, her gentle face was gray with fear. Tears stood in her eyes.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair?
Then Thelma told me. Late the night before, Nancy Donovan, wild-eyed and hysterical, had come into her room.
Daddy Bill, I never... That's a lie.
Steady, Nancy.
Nancy brandished a revolver at Thelma.
Daddy Bill, stop him.
And there in her own house, Nancy told Thelma that unless Thelma packed up and left town that very night, giving up all idea of marrying her father, Bill, Nancy would kill Thelma Nelson.
No, no, it's a lie. Don't listen.
Sit down, Nancy.
I will talk. I will. You can't stop me. Nobody can. Listen to me, all of you. Every word that man said is a lie. I never owned a revolver. I never went to Thelma Nelson's room. I never threatened her.
Oh, Nancy,
never...
please, please.
I never,
don't.
Never. It's lies. It's all lies. Lies.
In a moment, we'll return to our story of Just Plain Bill. You know, speed is mighty important these days. Seems like they're making things faster for us all the time, and in some ways, that's good. Take a headache, for example. When your head is aching, you want relief in a mighty big hurry. And that's exactly what Alka-Seltzer gives you. Speedy relief for the pain of a headache. Its fast-acting, effective pain reliever, sodium acetylsalicylate, comes to you in a tangy solution that looks inviting, tastes refreshing, and brings wonderful relief. Notice, when you fix an Alka-Seltzer, how those thousands of tiny, sparkling bubbles spread through the entire solution. That's controlled effervescence. And those little bubbles help to get more pain reliever into your system faster with Alka-Seltzer. Discover for yourself how fast and effectively Alka-Seltzer works to relieve the pain of a headache. Get a package at your drug counter and try it next time. You'll like it. Speedy Alka-Seltzer. First aid for headaches. And now let's return to our story of Just Plain Bill. In the tense, packed courtroom where Bill Davidson's innocent daughter Nancy is on trial for the murder of Thelma Nelson, the real criminal, the sinister big boss, has just falsely testified that Nancy had threatened to murder Thelma Nelson. Over Nancy's hysterical cries of denial, the court session ends, and we hear Bill Davidson say to his lawyer,
Peter, if Nancy breaks down again, she'll convict herself. But you can't stand much more of these lies. What can we do to get at the truth? Oh, Peter, where will we find the real murderer of Thelma Nelson?
Lady, make sure that a vitamin shortage won't make you feel and look below par. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. One-a-day multiples give you all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. They're easy-to-swallow tablets, and children like them especially because they leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And here's good news for the budget-wise. When you buy the larger size packages, one-a-day vitamins cost less than 3 cents a day. And they include vitamin B12. So put them on your shopping list today. Ask at any drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. Your announcer is Fred Collins. Be sure to listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time tomorrow.